the opportunity we have had to hear Rav Osher Weiss and to have some time with him. So it's true that he comes here because of his relationship with Henry Chaim. But it shouldn't be lost on you that that it's part of an expression of the appreciation that we have Baruch Hashem, a chabur of 40 fellows learning in mid-July. So that's an accomplishment. It's machzir ator liyoshna, that the Seder Alimud of Yeshivas is till Rosh Chodesh Av, till Tisha B'Av. So in our community, we have to accomplish important work in the camps, because we can do so much with the kids that are there, because that's the system that we're part of. But with Malach the Nasir Le'acherim, and then you're able to learn Vitzavsa V'chabura, so that's a Dover Yoker Admoid. And having one of the Gedalia Dor come gives expression to that. Shouldn't be lost on us. I would like to go to the bottom of Dalai Amid Beis. Please learn Bertzifus. Even though it's the Gemara, it seems to be a little bit lighter, but it's important to learn Bertzifus. Gemara says that if a person dozes off when he's learning, is Nasa Limude Karam Karam. Probably not a good thing, but that's if he falls asleep, beyond his control. So certainly we shouldn't actively make our limud karam karam. Ravina Ravashi had a ritzifus, had a hemshech, not easy to figure out, but there's a bracha in learning with the hemshech ritzifus. The only reason that since we want to learn more in Yonei Kodshim, so we're moving things along a little bit. We have only a short time ahead. But just as a moshul of how to develop some of the ideas, so in the top of Dalet Amud Beis, so the Gemara discusses how did Chazal understand the 7 days of Frisha of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Nosson says Lamarik Echilu Shteish Shemayav L'Soy Mekim Malach Yashores, and Rabbi Yosef and Chorish says no, it was La'ayim Alav Kedei Shetei Tera Nitna Be'ema Beretas Ubezeya. So that's l'chayre, that's a fundamental machlokes. And what was, not only what was the avoid of Moshe Rabbeinu as achana to be nichnas l'machne shechina, but that's two different mahalchim in the avoid and b'chlal in one's avoida. Right? Is one's avoida to seek to do one's avoida from a place of malach yasharis, or is one's avoida to be in a human place, in a place of where the aim on retet is much more characteristic of one's avoida. It probably, if we had time, we would develop. These are lechor, that's the machlegis between Rav Kook's atzal and the Rav's atzal. That Rav Kook's approach to avoida was to have work out everything in a harmonious way. The person approaches the avoida with the idea of trying to become kemalach yashores, where every different piece and part of one's avoda is fitting together. And the Rav's understanding of avoda was much more as a human being trying to do it be'em beretet with different conflicts and tensions. The Rav held that in our avoda, conflicts and tension maintain itself. That's the avoda. And the Kook's mahalach was that's just all hachana for a more harmonious approach. So that the chayre, that's what is going on in this this machlokes as to what was the Yemei Achana of Moshe Rabbeinu. But as you saw, the important machlokes in his how exactly Kabbalah HaTorah was timed, and then there's even Halacha Lamaisa about Mimegala Sodeis and the importance of maintaining people's maintaining one's discretion with other people. And then we go back into the sugya that we learned already in Daf, right away at the beginning of the sugya, and the spinning of the Mesichta, the Machlekes of Yechon and Mishlokir. So we come down to him at the base at the very bottom, and the Gemara there says, Dalet Amud Beis, the very bottom, Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Mechlal de Tarvayu Sevil de Miluim, Kol HaKosim Akev Ben. Right, the Gemara says, Hey Yosef, there was a a shakel v'taye between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, and the shakel v'taye at the bottom of Gilma Beis, who's at Rabbi Yechanan, the Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, how can you learn Yemei Amaluim? Yemei Amaluim, every part of the Avodah is Ma'akev, and we know that Prish is not Ma'akeves, because we know that the stand-in Koyin, the understudy Koyin, only had Maskinin Loi. So we know that the Prish is not Ma'akev. Rilovsky spoke about the last week, so that was the cash of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yechanan doesn't have a teretz. We discussed what does it mean he doesn't have a teretz. But l'chayra, Rabbi Yechanan did not say, and Rish Lakish was not assuming also that the avoided every part of the avoided the miluim was ma'akev. So the Gemara says in Talmud Beis that this our Gemara now fits in to a machlekes tandam between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina. That they had a machlekes whether the seder avoda and the prote avoda that are listed in Chumash and Yemei Miluim were they ma'akev or not ma'akev. So it's a little bit entertaining that the very beginning the first time that the Klal Yisrael was doing the malacha, it's hard to imagine they're having a discussion whether what's necessary. First time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you that's to do the Avodah, that's not the time to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to make to declare sugyas makiv and not makiv. But kachadin, we'll discuss later on Hilchas HaDimshicha, why is it important altogether? L'chor, it's important to know for the Me'ami Lum Habay Shlishi, what's makiv, what's not makiv. So the Gemara says that was a machleik rechanin v'yechanan. So we can now, through our sugya, we can now ascertain that Rabbi Yechanan is a balashita that call akosu ben ma'akev v'hen. Okay, that's the Moris is testayin. Gemara now says in Haman Aleph, so what's the machleik? It's my binayu. Whether you hold which parts of the Yemei HaMilum are ma'akev or not ma'akev. Right, so Omer, so now the Gemara is going to discuss Smicha, Tenufa, Prisha, Ribui, and Meshicha, and Kriyas Aparshis. All of those are parts of Memiluim. We want to know that they are going to be a Machloikis. If we will slip up and not do Smicha during the Memiluim of Bayishlishi, we have to redo the korban or not. Omer Rav Yosef, smicha ikameinayu. So if that happens, and by Shlishi, it's going to be machlekes, had a paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, or Rabbi Rish Lakish. Probably based on what we know right now, we'd have to be paskin Rabbi Yechanan, that it is ma'akev, because that seems to be the stomach, the sugya. So the Gemara says, Lemanda Omar kola kosu ven ma'akev ben smicha ma'akev. Lemanda Omar b'chanina dover she'ein yechanan. No, b'chanina. Lemanda Omar dover she'ein ma'akev. The dover ein ma'akev ben smicha loy ma'akev. Gemara says the dover menolan de loy ma'akev. How do we know that smicha is not ma'akev? So Teis Rishonim slips in Shaharbei Shona Ola Akosu Bekama Mekoymos. Right, the Kodshim is the only area where Medei Raisa there is a Lechachilim B'diyevet. Kol Terakula Kacha Kiblani. I wouldn't know, but Kacha Kiblani that in Kol Terakula, except for Kodshim, there is never every day Raisa is Me'akev. But in Kodshim, the Torah has a rule that if the that Shona Alav Kedei La'akev, that if it's mentioned once, then that's the Seder HaKorban. Mentioned twice, then it's Ma'akev. So V'samach is mentioned, Smicha is mentioned many times in the Avodah. So L'chayra Smicha should be Ma'akev. So we need to have a special limit to say that when it comes to Smicha, so Shona Alav Kedei La'akev is Mufka. The rule doesn't pertain. The Tanya, so we have a Braisa. The rise at the beginning of Zvachim. V'somach v'nirtze. V'chi, what's the pasuk? V'somach yodei ala reisha oila. Beginning of Ayikra. V'nirtze loy lechaper olav in one pasuk. So lechaira, the benirtzaloi is going to depend on the smicha. So lechayra should be ma'ake v'chi smicha mechaperes v'leyein kapar el bedam. Shenemar ki adam hu mechahu benafesh yichaper u'ma tamalim v'samach v'nirtza. So the Gemara says it's very clear that dam is essential. Smicha zanav is essential. It's very clear that I have smicha zanav, so I have kapara. Good. So smicha cannot be something that gets in the way of my kapara. It cannot be something that gets in the way of my korban being effective, whether it's a chatas l'kapara, and if it's a shlomim, it's a l'shevach, a toida l'hoidais. So the halacha is that zrikas dam is the kaveya. So Gemara is a strange lashon. Gemara says, matam v'loimar. V'samach v'nirtza, shim osay l'smicha shiyarei mitzvah. That if I decided that smicha is an unessential part, shiyarei mitzvah is something that doesn't have to get done. So then, ma lo lavakosov, then the Torah says, ki'ilu lo yichiper, but v'chiper. Right? So I get kapora, but the Torah is ma lo lav, ki'ilu, I don't get kapora. What's my perish advarim? So Rashi says that it's not a kapora min amuvchar. Right. In other words, this is a yisoid in our in a yisoidistic in mahalach that maybe we should just say a few words about smicha before we go weiter. So what do we know about smicha? So one of the halachis of smicha. Is there's a special limud that there's no shlichus lagavi smicha, right? V'samach yodai v'lo yadishtei v'lo yirabdei v'lo shlucha. We don't say ishtei kegufa. We don't say that yad eved ki yad baal. We don't say he's in a poil. When we don't say shlucha shel adam kemoisim when it comes to smicha. And the din of smicha is by all korbanos tzibur, except for which ones? By Pesach, there's no smicha, and by Bechor and by Meiser Sheni, by Meiser Behema, there's no smicha. And the gabe korbanos, all korbanos yachid, yeah, all yeah. And by korbanos tzibur, there is no smicha except for Yom Kippur and Parhelim Dover. So the way that it's usually discussed in the yeshivas is that smicha has smicha is mugdar as connecting the bala korban with the korban. So therefore, it is mufka from the din of shlichus. Shlichus shel adam kimayseh, but it's not the person himself. And that's why when it comes to korban yachid, it's shayach to have smicha. By a korban tzibur, it's not shayach to have smicha, especially if we learn the korban tzibur is tfus debayis. There is no bala korban. That is supported by the idea that smicha, there's no smicha lagabe oifos. So normally you think there's no smicha lagabe oifos because how are you going to be, you're going to kill the animal if you put kol gufoi, kol kvoidi. But the Rambam seems to say that there's no smicha lagabe oifos because oifos always come from the kupa. Oifos are always bought by the gizbar. And then the gizbar, when I want an oif, I go to the gizbar to get. So therefore, oifos will always be a hafrosha by the gizbar. That's what the Rambam seems to intimate. And others say it befer. Others, Rosh Shiva say befer. She oif in it on smicha. V'chein kol amoy she dinan she yiplu l'teimoyz. She nedova she kvar be'arnu. Bilcha shkolim she kul nyu. Why is the Rambam discussing the who pays for the oifos, how I get my oifos, that I'm not makdish the oif. But lachar, it's all the same idea. That the Rambam understands that we all understand. The smicha is the way that, we're using non-halachic terms now, the way that the Baal HaKorban is miskasha with the korban. Again, exactly, magdish al-pidin, I have to work harder. But that's the mahalach in a vague way. So a korban tzibur, there is a baal to be miskasha. By a bechor, there's no baal. The bechor is kodesh mirechemima. The bechor is muktish by itself. I'm not makdish the bechor. So therefore, my relation to the Bechor is I have to bring something which is Kodesh and not being Mafresh. Meiser behemoth also. If I have 10 behemoths, I'm chuyv to count them. Then the Torah says the 10th one becomes a Bechor, becomes a Meiser. So I'm not Makdish. Korban Pesach is a Shabbos HaGadol D'Rosha, whether Korban Pesach, Korban Tzibur, Korban Yochin, it's a Mahalach. So that's the, that Lechaira is all borne out. Oifois, the Ram seems to say, is because there's no Baal who's Mafresh. When it comes to Korban is Yochid, there's a Baal except for when it comes to Bechor and Maisa Beim. Bechlal Korban Pesach, you could parse in a different way. Bechlal, there's a different kind of being Mafresh, not my own Bechlal, whether it's when it comes to every Korban, I'm expressing something of myself. When it comes to Korban Pesach, could be different again. It's for Shabbos HaGadol. But when it comes to a Korban Tzibur, so the only time when the Korban Tzibur is miskasher to a Yochid is by the partial Yom Kippur, b'zoyse v'yaron, and he has to be mizvad on it. And when it comes to the parhelim Tzibur, so then the Sanhedrin is mizvada. So Tzarachin had to be magdi that particular din. But that seems to be that's what the Rambam says, that when it comes to smich ibitzis, if it's a korban oyla chatas asham, so then I say vide b'shas bring the korban. If it's a korban shlomim, I say the v'shevach, I don't start bringing a korban shlomim. Say yes, korban toida, I make an informal birchas agoyim, I'll have to something that I say l'chara. Yeah, a korban shlomim, it comes to express. I'm expressing something, so I have to give verbal expression that b'shas smicha. So that's how the connection is made between the korban, the bala korban, and the te'elis of the korban. Again, connection is not a halachic term, but we can be magdir it in a different context. So that's what we know about the korban smicha. So now our Gemara says, but the smicha during the milum is machlegis, whether it was makiv or not makiv. What's the machlegis over there? L'chore, the machlegis over there is whether the korbanos, whether the smicha of the korbanos milum was a regular din of smicha, or whether the avoida of the miluim was machanech the koyanim. Well, the chayyim, there could be the Rabbi Chaninas that Rabbi Yechanan is saying that every korban b'shas miluim had two tayalias. One it was the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the way to bring korbanos. This is how you are mechanech lemishkan. And this, at the same time, it was the Kohen, it was first Moshe Rabbeinu's avoidas, but then it was Aaron HaKohen's avoida. But it was the way that Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen HaMishoris Mimeis HaMikdash Mimishkan. So it could be that that's the machlaikas. Do we say that the Korban is Mishas HaMiluim had the regular halachas of all Korbanis, or was an extra tchun every Korban? That even though they were Lechara Korban HaSibra, they were Mechanech the Miluim. However, that was a discussion we discussed whether came Mishalachem or not. But there was another din that related to Aaron HaKohen, that Mishas Korban HaMiluim, it was him personally who was being Mechunach La'avayda. Okay, but then the Gemara says, but let's understand Rabbi Yechanan. Let's understand the Halacha L'Doris. Let's understand Smicha L'Doris. Smicha L'Doris is not Ma'akev. Hanu is not Ma'akev. L'Charit should be Ma'akev because Shona Liva Kosov. Ella, the Gemara says, a special limud. What's a special limud? A special limud is that Dom is Mechaper. So Dom is Mechaper, Vaisachois. Smicha is not Mechaper. Perishat Dvarim, Smicha is not essential for being Mechaper. Also, now if a person comes and says, you know what? I only do essentials, right? I only do things that are going to make a difference. This won't make a difference. My korban's going to be good anyways. So I'll be meichel on the smicha. So the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Mala lava kosef ki ilo mechaper. Emma says he is mechaper. But mala lava kosef, we learn two very important yesoides just from this nusach. One important yesoide we learn is that there are dargis and kapara. It's not an all or nothing deal. We know the dargis and kapara because by Yom Kippur, Rashi quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of had kapara. But then Rashi quotes the Medrash, because Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, come back to get kapara b'simcha. So Vaisachai says a kapara that's begrudging. He did everything he had to do, and there's a kapara b'simcha. There's a kapara, a person did what he had to do. He didn't do smicha. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Dam is mechab." I did the dam, but I didn't do kapara meula. I can't say besimcha. But you see the different dargas of kapara. You see it also. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva the different dargas of tshuva. There's a tshuva gemura. Vayis lechayis the tshuva sheinu gemura. So still a tshuva. A person doesn't live. Rambam says in Beis Aleph in tshuva that a person only the tshuva gemura if it's oisay adam, oisay inyan, oisay maisim. He has the exact same circumstance. That, but a person was nishal rachman al-islam when he was 20, and now he's 70, it's not Eisei Adam, it's not the same circumstance, it's not the same Yetzer Hara. No, he still has Adyei Meisei Mechakalai, so Shuvi can do, Kapari gets, but it's not Shuvi Gemara. So the Gemara says, you see that there are different dargis in Shuvi. Mitzvos Yesharim, Ramchal says, why do we continuously repeat on Yom Kippur, we do Vida in all of Eris? I said, it should be done already. I said Vidai already, and I said Vidai, Bidmois, Bibechi, Bileib Sholem, Charota. I wasn't Choizetevera, I had Shuva Gemura. I mamish was going to say, I did the same situation. I wasn't Choizer, I'm still doing Shuva. Why? So Mishul Sharm gives the Moshal, I think it was Rina Yoina, because Chait is a Kesim, it's a stain, and you can always get it whiter and whiter and whiter. So that's pshat that there are different levels of kapara. So malal, that's one yisoid. The other yisoid, you learn what's pshat malal of akosim. In other words, this person has kapara, but the Torah writes in Chumash ke'ilu he doesn't have kapara. Malal of akosim. V'nirtza, what's the lashon? V'nirtza v'somach v'nirtza. He has kapara. We learn kapara, but mal, you should know that the Torah shebachzav is machshev. Moshul ma davar doimem. Moshlemah the Redoimim is, let's say, by Reuven. It's a good example. Reuven, it says, by Yishka Reuven is Villa. Right? So the Chazal say, it could not be. He wasn't Sheikh, but he was Machlev Zamites. No? So what's Pshat? The Chazal are doing a art school family version. Right? They're trying to sanitize things. The Torah is the Torah, Amites or Torah. The first core value of why you. So Emes. So how are you talking that the Torah is going to be going to hide things from us? The Torah says ruin with Shechem and Bila. So let's take it. So Rav Chaim Friedland points out in Sakdom and Tereshi, he points out, no, what the Torah is saying the following. That what the Chazal is saying is, Kol Mishom Ruvin Chodolich, he wasn't Chayta. He was not Shechem and Bila. But you should know, he was machlif mitos. However, mal olav akosav, because Baruch was saying for a person of Reuven's darga, having a father like Yaakov Avinu and having the whole consolation of him, for him to do that is keilo he was sheichem. That's what it means. Torah is an emistic thing, an emes. The emes was that he was not sheichem and bila, but mal olav akosav. But the Torah says it in these terms. I think that's how he learns Pshat Mechlal when Chazal say, Kol mi she'omer ein lo chotis. That's what the Torah is saying over here. The Torah is saying, this person has kapara. But malal of akosav, because he didn't do a mitzvah l'chadchila, he did a mitzvah b'di'evet. So malal of akosav, it's also a very important Musar Haskel. When people often ask, why do I have to do mitzvah l'chadchila? Once I do a mitzvah is done, I was mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says no, you can do a mitzvah and it will be effective and it'll get and you'll have kapara and it'll be azchus and it'll help in Yom Kippur. But it's malo v'kos. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu describes that mitzvah, he describes it as a kapara sheinu meula. So that's not a good thing to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu described as a kapara sheinu meula. So that's what Rashi points out. The Tosfos Yeshanim points out that the Gemara in Zvachim is two different ways of finishing up the sugya. Tosfos Yeshanim points out that the Gemara in Zvachim is a different Nakuda. The Gemara in Zvachim asks the question whether when I bring a Korban Oila, is the Korban Oila Machaper for Averis that I did after I was Mafrish the Korban. Right? When it comes to a Korban Chatas, there's nothing to talk about. A Chatas is a Chatas per Avera. Two for one, three for one over here. I have a korban chatas, a chatas from an avera. I do vidin avera. Person Rachmanis did several averas. He brings several chatois. So Gemara says, what about the gabe a korban oil? I'm bringing a korban oil that was mevatel an asay. What happens if it's mevatel 10 asays, 30 asays? So the Gemara Taka says the korban oil, it's one for a halach in life. Korban chatas is one per ma'isa. Korban oila is for mahalach. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so now what's the din? I was mevatel, let's say, after I was mafresh. So you can say either you can say, you were mafresh, there has to be some deadline, right? It's not going to, my korban oila, which I brought when I was 20, it doesn't cover me for the rest of my life. When's the deadline? Is hafrasha. So, or do we say no? Hayoi said the korban oila is for atchune, for amida, for amahalach in life. So maybe it should be mechaper and ashchita and artzos damim. So the Gemara there says that the Gemara will bring you a raya because smicha is not ma'akev, but smicha is I did something wrong. I brought the korban and it was mevatel. Doing smicha. So now I bring the korban, and the korban's mechaper. So you see that the korban is mechaper, even though I did, even is mechaper for my bitla say of smicha. So the Gemara says you can't bring a raya from a person who brings a korban or not smicha. So the Gemara is two lashonos. Why can't you bring a raya? One is our Gemara. One mahalach is that it is a good raya, but my kapara is not a complete kapara. And the other Gemara says, no, you could say for keret. It's not a good raya because I wasn't mevatel the assay until I finished my shechita. As long as the animal was alive, I was mafresh. As long as the animal was alive, I could do shechita. It's coming up. Mamash, until the Kayin puts, you know, the Kosher Bazaar, until the Shaychet slices through the animal, I could do smicha. So my beetle smicha happened after I did an essential part of the korban. Okay. So the 2 days over there, what's pshat? When the Gemara ends and says that ke'ilu mala lavakosav ke'ilu lekeeper vekeeper. How's the Gemara finishing up the sugya? The Taisus Yeshanim says, Taisus Yeshanim, Ki'ilu loy kipir v'kipir pere kama dezvachim. Meforesh, deloy teimam, sheloy over al kach, im loy kiyim mitzvah sasezu, ela harbe over, ki'ilu loy kipir. Umi kol makayim kipir, shepotim mi korban. Mikol Mokim Keeper. He did things that were wrong, but not to the extent that he doesn't get kapara. Harbe Omar Ki'ilu Loi Keeper. Mikol Mokim Keeper. Shepotim Mikorban. So Lechara, that's Rashi and the Teshanim are learning the same Lashon. But then the Teshanim says, but there's another Lashon. V'oid Mefarish. Lashon Acher. Sha'oila Mechaperis Achaye Ve'asei Shekoyda Mashchita. Avol mitzvah say the smicha she'ad acher shchita le'ovar he wasn't mevatel till shchita, and until shchita he's bekum vasei bekum smoyach. Once the animal's dead, he can't do it anymore. So memela I wasn't over on this mitzvah until I already had the dam. So I already procured the dam that's going to be nizrak. So therefore I don't get. The reason why the korban oila is not impacted, or the kapora of the korban oila is not impacted, is because when I have my dom, I wasn't oiver, wasn't mevatel the aseis. It comes at the same time, so it could be therefore I can't bring a raya from the korban oila as to whether a korban oila can be machaper on, let's say, a veris that I did liachar afrosha. All right, it's a little not exactly what the Gemara says, but that's the lechar how we should understand the Gemara. Right. So our Gemara concludes by saying that smicha is not ma'akev. Right. We come into this from the side door. Our sugi is really miluim. Okay, there's a machlokes about miluim. Lechara, we remarked the machlokes, a little bit more to do in miluim, tenufa, Miboy, Begodim, Mishicha, there's more to discuss. Since Hayois that we came to the Sugyev Smicha, so name of a Milsa, so it's a chance for us to learn a very important Mahalach in Smicha. Mahalach that is, I find most articulately developed in the Emek Brocha. That's what I wanted to discuss that today. How do we get to smicha bechlal? So the Gemara says, well, smicha is not ma'akev l'darois. Okay, so now it's a candidate for the machleis v'yechim mechanina. Good. Not. Let me go weiter. Now it's not ma'akev l'darois. It should be ma'akev l'darois because it's shana lov hakasev. So there's a special limud. What's the special limud? The special limud is that dom is machaper. End of story. Now, what happens if a person didn't do smicha? So the Gemara is saying, if you brought, so the Gemara is learned in one of two ways. According to the second day of the Tzadik Shem, second day in the Gemara in Zvachim, if a person doesn't do smicha, he messed up. He didn't have area. He was mevatel asay. However, he was mevatel the asay so late that this carbon doesn't relate to that avera. Okay. So if like any other avera, a person put shatnas up 10 minutes after. This is love. A person with mevatel nasei.
Doesn't it or it doesn't it? The point that Gemara there is that it's not considered asei for the mafrasha, and therefore it can be covered.
It's not considered. It's considered nasei. It's not considered nasei.
That's from shechita,
right? Yeah.
So it is covered.
It's considered. No, therefore, it would not be covered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it wouldn't be covered. So, but I was mevatel nasei. The klape shmaya was mevatel nasei. Elamai, this beat, let's say, doesn't affect this carbon. Or do we say, no, the Rebbe Anshim says that I'm willing to accept a carbon without smicha, I'll accept it. You get your kapara. You should know, klape shmaya, it's not a complete carbon, not a complete kapara. There's something left. It's not a kapara, b'simcha, it's not a tshuva gemurah, whatever it is. You wanted to bring a korban, you can say machshava. You wanted to bring a korban, it's like a tovu b'sheres v'yodei. You wanted to bring a korban and bring mevatel aseis, and then you bring a korban. We're in the korban, licked a bitul aseis. However you want to say it, but there are two ways in which the Gemara ends. Two mahalachim. One mahalach is the korban is not the korban is accepted by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the kapara is a limping. It's a kapara that's not complete, or you, the Bala Korban was mevatel nasei, but it doesn't relate to the Meiser right now. Right, the two different ways the Gemara finishes off. L'chayra, and it seems to be that our Rashi says just learn it the first malach. Our Rashi drops the second malach, and Teisa Shanim says two malachim. Okay, so Hayotzei mikol zeh. We have a lima dam is mechaper. Smicha, if it's not done, it will not impact the kapara. Why not? Either because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a kabul a korban without smicha, or Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you did a bitul asei, you'll bring a korban, another korban I look for later on. It's not the subject of this particular korban. So l'chayra, what is each mahalach saying in this case? Right. In one case, the Mahalach is saying that Mahalach is not stressing this a bitul asei. Mahalach is saying it's an imperfect korban, but I'm a kabbalah korban anyways. The other Mahalach is saying there's a bitul asei, but a bitul asei that we don't have to doesn't figure into this korban. So l'chayra, those two Mahalachim in the between the Rishonim is. We can build on that two different ways of looking at smicha. The way Rashi expresses it is that smicha is part of the korban, and ki'ilu, I brought a korban that's not complete. The Teis Rishonim quotes, it's 2 days in the Gemara, but Teis Rishonim quotes the second day that stresses, I'm not looking at whether the korban is a complete korban or not. I'm looking at whether the Baal korban would mevatel nasei or not. So l'chayra, that is, those two mahalchim are two mahalchim that were formulated by the Emek Bracha in a different context. I saw this quoted b'shem the Brisker Rav. That's why I was late with the Mar Mekoymers this morning, because I was trying to find if I could find the Brisker Rav. So I was not able to find the Brisker Rav. But the Emek Brachas Migdalia Talmidim, the Brisker Rav, and the Bracha was a Eile Permanchik, was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav in Europe, and he was already known. He was called by his colleagues in Europe as the one of the Aroya Sheva Chabura. And then the Raya went there to Israel. He was, I assume, after the war. I don't know the details. Maybe before the war. I don't know. And when he got there to Israel, so then I think he learned. I'm not sure. And then he invested himself in Zeram. Yes, he got there to Israel. So he invested himself in Zeram and he wrote the Sefer Teiras Zeram that we looked at last year when we were learning Challah. And the Teiras Zeram had the approbation of both the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav. I don't mean Bechsav, but they both liked the Sefer, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. So the Emek Bracha, and Bracha, the Yarshan from the Brisker Rav, the clarity of language. He writes so beautifully. So he points out the following. He points out that there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin, right? No, Tosfos Menachos. Tosfos Menachos and a Ritvan Kiddushin. The Gemara says that we learned a few minutes ago that Yodei Belo Yishtai. So the Tosfos asked the question, why do we need a pasuk to get released? Yodei Belo Shluchai. I need that. So we are mafkia shluch hashem kemoisei. That's a very important hayoyis that shluch hashem kemoisei is learned not mamish in kodshim, right? So then to say that we're not going to use it in kodshim, that's a mefik or on how you learn it smicha v'chlal. But to say yodai v'lo yarishtoi, so Tosfos says I don't need a yodai v'lo yarishtoi. Smicha is an asay shezman groma, so it's not shaykh for a woman. So memela, she can't be moitzi. She's not mechuyev herself, and she can't be moitzi. So then he says, there's a din de raisa. How do I know that smicha is an asay shezman groma? So he has two rayas. One raya is because we have a din of teichev l'smicha shchita, and that's a din de raisa. Vaistachais. How he finishes off the sentence? Not so easy to finish off. He says, well, shchita has to be done b'yoyim. So may the smicha is b'yoyim. Okay, lachari, that's easier to finish it off. And Megbracha says it's a very hard thing to say, that because there's a Tanai in the mitzvah, so, and the Tanai is somewhat time-bounded, then that makes the mitzvah time-bounded. We don't usually say that. If the mashal is, he says, Rabbeinu Tam Shita about tzitzis. So aksus laila, I don't wear, but if I wear a ksus laila b'yoyim, right? So then I'm potter for mitzvah. You don't say it's an aseish man grama. You have to have a separate limud. So a tenaya the mitzvah in of itself usually does not. So teichev l'smicha, l'chara smicha is not time bounded, but there's another din that makes it happen b'yoyim. And then he says, however, we have a mission that says, kol ayoyim kosher l'smicha u'l'shchita. Okay? So the Gemara has a drasha, v'yoyim zimchachem, yiskash smicha l'shchita, and the Tosfos leaves a b'tzarachiyin. We don't understand why you need to have a pasuk, yodei v'lo yishtai. The Ritvan Kiddushin, the Megbracha quote, says that we should not be bothered by this question of it's a Zman Grom and therefore I don't need a Limud. I do need a Limud. Why? When do we say a Zman Grom? That's when a Noshim Peturais, that is the Chimote Zman Chiyuv Eloi Sogid Lemekaiva. Abelho Deinu Bechoy Velegamre El Shebo Lahachshir Korbonai Im Yirtze Sheyalu Leder Rotzayin. He says, but smicha is a different kind of a din. If I have a mitzvah to say do smicha, okay, and I say to do smicha that's governed by time, I say shalom grama, a good kasha. Over here I have a korban. A korban requires smicha. If I want this korban to be a korban mu'ula, if I want to get kaparan, then the korban has to be a korban, shaton smicha. So the Ritva is explaining to us that we should look at smicha as a mitzvah that is mugdar in the korban. The korban has to be a korban asamach. No, it's not an asay It should not be seen as an essay that I have to do the smicha. It should be seen as I have to bring a korban that has smicha. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says that this, that smicha is not governed by the rules of mitzvah seishman groma because it's not a mitzvah mutal al adam. It's a mitzvah that is mutal on bringing a korban hamu'ula. Memela, normally the Baal has to make sure it's a korban ma'ula. So if the Baal happens to be an Isha, or so she is pitua, she pitura, a pasuk, a special limud. But from the din of a seishman groma, I need to have Yerul Ishtoi. So the Ritva says that it's Baal Korcheinu, you have to say that. The fact, the essence fact that I need a pasuk Yerul Ishtoi shows me that smicha is not a seishman grama. I, the Mishnah Megillah, says that it's only kosher b'yayim. It's correct only kosher b'yayim. But it's not a mitzvah mutal ala adam. It's a mitzvah mutal ala korban keilu. I have to make sure my korban is a korban with smicha. I have to make sure my korban is the right age. I have to make sure that my korban has no mumen. I have to make sure my korban is a korban asamuch. I have to make sure that my korban is brought as a korban that is mekusher with a very specific person, with a very specific kavan, and has chet, and has vidu, and has shevach. But l'chayra, the very fact that Taisvis, and that's the way the Brisk Rav is quoted as the saying, but the very fact that Taisvis says not so, Taisvis lives with Tzarech Iyon. Taisvis has to answer the kasha. That means that Taisvis wouldn't hold like the Ritva. It means that Taisvis holds that the mitzvah of smicha is a mitzvah mutal al gavra, that it's an assay, and that's an assay which is mukdad happening b'yom. And there he says, Tzarvachi and Godol, why I need to have a limud yod divilei nishtay. Emek Brocha says I can bring an raya to the mahalach of the Ritva, because the Gemar Menachi says, Tanya b'nei v'samach v'loy ha'akum saimchen v'teipag lehim v'rachsev korbanoi v'loy korban ha'akum v'yishloy ma'adisrach korbanoi v'loy teim v'shism yisrael b'shviloi v'im toimam b'korbanoi v'loy korban chavei v'y nafke. So the Gemara, so the Emek Brocha says, so you see the very fact that it's shayach to say, shayach to have a habamina, that a goy's korban would require smicha, and it's provided by Yisrael, and I need a limud to say not so, shows that it's a din, could not be a mitzvah mutal al agav. It has to be a mitzvah amutal v'echshar korban. All right, so l'chayra we could say that is what Tais Hashanah is pointing out. Tais Hashanah is pointing out that this nekuda of how to define smicha, this mahalach that's discussed in the yeshivas, how to define smicha, the rayas that the Emek Brocha brings. However, this lecharis the machlekes Ritva and Taisvis. So that machlekes Ritva and Taisvis is really how do you paskin the two terutzim in Gemara Zevach and Vav Amud Aleph, and that would explain why the Taisvis Yeshanim. It's not. Thin Isaber is part of the Shitas Balia Taisvis that holds that smicha is a mutal al gavra, like the Taisvis says in Zvachim. And my Taisvis keeps that Shita as a possible Shita in our sugya as well, because he doesn't want our sugya to follow, to be committed to the mahalach of the interpretation of the Ritva and possibly of Rashi. All right, so Yetzim calls that. Again, whether this is accurate or not, I think it certainly makes the larger issue of smicha relevant to our sugya, and may give us a way of understanding what smicha is, and maybe it contributes to the broader discussion of smicha b'kol ha'tera kula.